are some of the other trials that are going on right now with U.S. Oncology and breast cancer?
Well, Frankie Holmes, who is one of our partners in Texas Oncology in the Houston area, was MD Anderson for a long time, is the principal investigator on a neoadjuvant study. It's our first foray into the neoadjuvant world. We didn't know how well that would accrue or how well it would do. We're doing in conjunction with Dr. Puzdai at MD Anderson. So fine needle aspirate samples are collected. They're being sent off for genetic analysis by Dr. Puzdai, and we're seeing if we can predict pathologic complete response. There, what we've done, we've used FEC 100 for four cycles, followed by XT for four cycles, but it's a single-arm study. And then a little late into this, because of Dr. Buzdar's neoadjuvant Herceptin data, we have added a FISH-positive, HER2-positive arm. So that arm would get FEC-75, reducing the epirubicin dose a little bit, followed by XT. And that arm is still open, I believe. It still needs a few more patients. The other has completed accrual, and I don't know if we'll have some data in time for San Antonio or not.
Now, for the HER2-positive, when do you give the trastuzumab?
It's being given just like Dr. Buzdar did in his neoadjuvant, weekly, concurrently during the first 6 months of treatment.
So obviously, then it's going to be given concurrently with the FEC.
Yes. He reported some updated cases at San Antonio, another 22 patients, I believe, where didn't see any extra evidence of cardiac toxicity. There's some fall in ejection fractions, but nothing dramatic that comes out that would say you shouldn't do this.